Lesson 29, page 165. Learn about the verb ginomai, among other things. Ginomai meaning I become, I happen, and then the aorist gnomonos, having become. That's the aorist participle with two stems, gin and gen, for the present and the aorist stems. So section 1, ginomai means I become, I come into being, I made, I happen. And the stem is gin, gamma iota nu. And then the aorist stem, for it indicating completed action or single action, is gen, gamma epsilon nu. So we have some words based off of these two stems that he lists us, gnomonos. Gnomonos, present participle, indicating becoming. The aorist participle is gnomonos, having become. So participle indicating completed action or single action, which would be viewed as complete. Genitai, third person singular, present, it happens, it becomes, and then agenito, it happened, built upon the aorist stem with epsilon indicating past tense, so that's just the regular aorist, it happened. And then genesthai is the present infinitive, and genesthai is the aorist infinitive to happen. So left-hand column built upon the present stem, right-hand column built upon the aorist stem, gen. And reading down, we have the participle, the indicative in the third person singular, and then the infinitive. And we note the endings of the present indicative of ginomai, and it's ginomai, gine, ginitai, ginomatha, ginesthe, ginontai. So, ginomai, gine, ginitai, ginomatha, ginesthe, and ginontai. So, ginomai, this is, you've occasionally seen this form of the verb, but we haven't formally studied it, so that's what we are now doing. There are quite a number of verbs that take this form. Here we have a couple more. Esomai, meaning I will be. This is the future of Amy, I am. Esomai and lempsomai. Lempsomai is the future of lambano. I take, I receive. So lempsomai in the future there, I will take, I will receive. And these have the same endings. And both of those are future indicative. But there are plenty of verbs in the present that take similar endings. For example, dunamai, meaning I can, I'm able, which is then followed by a complementary infinitive. So we have dunamai, dunasai, dunatai, dunamatha, dunaste, dunantai. So dunamai, dunasai, dunatai, dunamatha, dunaste, dunantai. So dunamai, I am able. So you see how those are similar endings to ginomai, with the exception of second person singular. But otherwise, got my, tai, metha, este, and tai endings. Section 2, we have some words that follow this sort of pattern. Urkamai, which we've already met. Urkamai, meaning I go or I come. And in the future, it's elusomai. Elusomai, I will go. And in the aorist, it's elphon, I went. Elphon, I went. So this is one of those instances where really we have three stems, because the future stem is different. And in the present and the future, we have the omai ending. So its endings are going to be similar to the Ginnamai, and so on. Next one, Dunamai. Dunamai that we've just seen, I am able to, followed by a complementary infinitive. And in the future, Dunesomai. Dunesomai, I will be able. And that's formed in the normal pattern. You add a sigma to the end of the stem. In the aorist, it's edunamen, or edunamen. Edunamen. I was able to do something. Archamai, I think we've had this word once or twice before. Archamai, I begin. And in the aorist, it was erxamen. Erxamen, I began, with a sigma added to the end of the stem after the key, and then an epsilon added to the front for past tense. Apokrinomai, we've seen this a number of times. I answer, I respond. And in the future, it's apokrithesomai. Apokrithesomai. So sigma has been added there, but also added in is that theta and eta. And we're going to see, not in this lesson, but a little bit later, that theta, eta, sigma pattern is distinctive for future tense where you have these verbs that end in omai.
So the new disappears as well?
The new disappears, yes. So apokrin would be the stem, and it is then the new is replaced by a theta, eta, sigma combination. And that will be quite common. And then in the aorist, it's apokrithane, and there the new has been replaced by just a theta, eta. And that is common. So you'll learn that is a pattern to look out for. Theta, eta will just identify it as being an aorist for these verbs that normally end in omai in the present. And then in that case, you'll see that the epsilon's been added on the front as well. Apekrithen. So after the prefix. Peruamai. Peruamai. I travel, I go. And in the past, we get the imperfect. Eporuamen. Eporuamen. I was going, so imperfect representing ongoing, continuing action in the past, and then the aorist eporuthen indicating completed action in the past, eporuthen. And so you see there again for that aorist, that theta-eta combination that is distinctive. Prosukhamai, prosukhamai, I pray, and in the imperfect, prosukhomen, so that's ongoing activity in the past, and prosukhsamen for the aorist, completed action in the past. So there, a sigma has been added to the end of the stem, after the key, combined into a xi, and an epsilon has been added. That would give us two epsilons, which combine into the eta, right after the prefix.
The eta. This is between the pra.
Right, but it's after the prefix.
Okay.
That's where you put the epsilon. So you've already got one epsilon there. So we're going to add a second epsilon. Those two epsilon combine.
So this is the aorist.
Yeah, so prosukhomen is the imperfect, I was praying, and prosukhsamen is the aorist, I prayed. So both of them are in the past. Haptomai, I touch, and in the aorist, hepsamen, So again, sigma added, this time you'd have a P tau sigma combination all combined into a psi, hypsamen I touched. And a phrase that we get from the Gospels, hypsato ton ophthalmon altes, hypsato ton ophthalmon altes, he touched her eyes. And then finally, a little word, palon, meaning again. Okay, section 3. Now we get 9 sentences in which we see these words in use. All these words ending in omai, which we call, refer to them as being in the middle voice, but we'll see that in a bit. So number 1, dunamatha tutu tuta poyen. Dunamatha tuta poyen. So dunamatha, that metha ending is distinctive of first person plural. So dunamatha, we are able, and we expect an infinitive to come with it. We're able to do something. So here's poyen, the infinitive, and tuta, this. We can do this in the present. Number 2. U dunamatha tauta poyen. U dunamatha tauta poyen. So we are able again to do, and now it's changed to tauta, these things, so plural. And it's a question, and with u on the front, so it's a question expecting a positive answer. So we can do these things, can't we? Expected answer. Yes, we can. Number 3. Urkeste palin eis ten palin. Urkeste palin eis ten palin. Urkeste, that este ending is second plural, distinctive ending. So you, plural, go. Eis ten palin, into the town, and then palin again. Number 4, Eon Theles, Dinasai Satanan Ekbalain. Eon Theles, Dinasai Satanan Ekbalain. So Eon is if, and it takes a subjunctive, so that's the Theles. If you want to, the Theles, second person singular. Dinasai. You are able, so second person singular of dunamai, you are able, and we expect an infinitive, ekbalain, which is the present infinitive, so it's got the full stem. The aorist infinitive would lose one of those lambdas. You are able to cast out Satan. Number 5, pos dunamai satanan ekbalain. Pos dunamai satanan ekbalain. Pos is how. Dunamai, first singular, I am able. The infinitive going with it, ekbalain, this time as an aorist infinitive. So referring either to a completed action or to a single action in a point in time. So how am I able to cast out Satan? So you could argue the nuance of 4, you can cast out Satan with the present infinitive, sort of you can keep on casting him out as is. And 5, well, how am I able, almost even once, to cast him out? Number 6, pothen erkontai kaipu poruontai. Pothen erkontai. Kaipu poruantai. Pathen is where, or from where. From where, urkantai, third person singular, are they coming? Pu is also where, but we can think of pathen and pu as whence and hence, words that are dropping out of the English language. So whence, from where, and hence to where. But sad to see them go. They're actually rather useful words. So whence are they coming? Right, where are they coming from? And whence? Whence are they going? To where are they going? Number 7. Uk oidamen pathen urke ude pu menes. Uk oidamen pathen urke ude pu menes. So oidamen, we know, and uk oidamen, we do not know. Pathen again, where, and urke, second person singular of urkamai, you come or you go. So we do not know where you come from. Ude, or pumenes, where you are staying. Number 8. Hemes uk haptomtha autu kai autos uk hepsato autes. Hemes uk haptomtha autu kai autos uk hepsato autes. Hemes, we, uk haptomtha are not touching, so haptomtha, first plural, haptomai, I touch, so we are not touching autu, they're the object. Kai autos, and he, so a pronoun corresponding to the hemes. Uk hepsato, so there we have the, from haptomatha now as the aorist, with the aorist stem, he did not touch her. So we're not touching him in the present, and he did not touch her in the past. It is a completed action. Number 9. Kai egeneto en ekenais tais hemerais elthen Ioannes baptitzon en te eremo kai ebaptitzen ton Jesun kai phone egeneto ekton uranon legusa su e ha huios mu kai egeneto en ekenais tais hemerais elthen Ioannes baptitzon en te eremo kai ebaptisen ton Jesun kai phone egeneta ek ton uranon legusa su e ha huios mu. So kai egeneta, we saw on the previous page, the aorist stem of ginomai, it becomes, so egeneta, it became, it happened. And this phrase, kai egeneta, is quite frequent in the New Testament. It's essentially a Hebrew way of thinking. This is the, Leland, for you, this is the equivalent of vayehi. Straight Greek translation of vayehi, which is very, very common in Hebrew narrative. So kai egeneta, this is, and it happened, and it came to be. Older translations will render something, and it was that, or something like that. And ekenais tais hemerais, in those days, so ekenais, demonstrative pronoun. Elthen, so aorist of urkamai, elthen, third person singular, he came. With Ioannes baptizon, John is the subject. John came baptizon. That's a participle. What was he doing? He was baptizing. Ente eremo, in the desert. So beware of the difference between hemerais and eremo. So one is days, one is desert. Kai ebaptizen, and he baptized. So we have ebaptisen as aorist, so sigma at the end of the stem, rather sigma got added, and then this zeta sigma combination became sigma, epsilon on the front. Tan Yesun as the object. So he baptized Jesus. Kaiphone egeneta, and a voice egeneta, there was, or it happened, or a voice happened. So this is a fairly frequent way of expressing things. And a voice happened, ekton uranon, out of heaven. Legusa, so that's a participle, present participle, and here it is feminine because phone is feminine. So the voice was saying, su e hahuyas mu, you are my son. Okay, so are you comfortable with how that sentence is working there?
I noticed that heaven here is plural.
Yes, heaven is plural. Heaven, usually in the Greek New Testament, is plural. And this is also true of the Hebrew Bible, Shamayim. Actually, technically, for a Hebrew, it's what we call a dual form, Shamayim. So, it's always very, very occasionally heaven will be in the singular, but the convention now is to translate it as heaven singular. In older versions, it would be translated as the heavens as plural, but we always understand that as being a singular place. Okay, section 4, the infinitives, and for pretty much every verb, we have two infinitives, one being the present infinitive, expressing continued or repeated action, and the other the aorist infinitive, representing single action. In English, we only have one infinitive, so we have to come up with, add in helper words to come up with the idea of distinguishing these two, because it's not native to us. So for the verb erkamai, we have erkasthai, to be going, to go, as a ongoing activity. So to try and get that sense in English, we say to go is the just plain vanilla English infinitive, and to try and get that sense of the present infinitive, you have to add in the helper verb be, and then turn the go into going, which technically is a gerund. And in the aorist infinitive, it's elthein, and we've seen for many weeks that the aorist stan of erkamai is elf. Okay? So the standard pattern there, esthai for the present infinitive and ein for the, in that case, for the standard aorist infinitive. For ginamai, it's ginesthai. Ginesthai as the present infinitive, to happen, and ginesthai as the aorist infinitive, ginesthai. In this case, both of them end with esthai, and the difference is the stem gin and gen. For prosukamai, I pray, we have prosukasthai, to be praying, and in the aorist, it's prosuksasthai, to pray, where there a sigma has added to the stem, and the chi and sigma combined to a chsi, and then also the epsilon has changed to an alpha, so it's from esthai to asthai. Don't particularly need to remember that. You should be able to, from the presence of the chsi, you should be able to identify that is an aorist infinitive, if you can remember that the present is prosukamai. So you needn't concern yourself too much that it's gone from, the ending has gone from esthai to asthai. And then for apokrinamai, I answer, we have as a present infinitive apokrinesthai, and in the aorist apokrithenai. And there, the way you'd identify that as an aorist, so it's got that theta eta combination, which is distinctive of the aorist. And it's especially distinctive of aorists that have the omi ending in the present, and then the ni ending, which is a standard infinitive ending. So apocrythenai, theta eta. If you want to think of it as theta eta ni, that will help. Just that's an aorist infinitive ending. Okay. Now section 5, 8 sentences making use of these infinitives. Number 1, U dunantai prasuksasai. U dunantai, they are not able. And the complementary infinitive now comes prasuksasai. So that's an aorist infinitive. You can tell that from the ksi. They are not able to pray. So you might say they're not able to pray, not even once. Number 2, erxanta prasukesthai. Erxanta prasukesthai. Erxanta, they began from Archamai. So erxanta as the aorist, prasukesthai, the complementary infinitive, now as the present infinitive. So they began to pray. They began, that the beginning is a completed action in the past, but the praying is now an ongoing, viewed as an ongoing action there. Pos dunatai tuta genestai. Dunatai, it is able. Genestai, to happen, to become, and then tuta is this. So how is it able for this to become, for this to happen? Expressed as a question, so we can put that into better form. How can this happen? So, genestai there as a aorist infinitive viewed as a single event. Or as something in the past. So how can this happen, in this case, would be viewed as a single event rather than how can this keep on happening or continue to happen. Number 4, aselthon, ace ta hieron ta hagion, prasuksasthai kai erksamen prasukasthai. Aselthon, ace ta hieron ta hagion, prasuksasthai kai erxamen prasukesthai. Aselthon, got the stem there, elf, so aorist stem. Aselthon, I went into. Well, aselthon is ambiguous, it's either first singular or third plural. So we have to look further down the sentence to see is there something that will help us tell that. And later on we have erxamen, and that amen ending has to be first singular. So aselthon then, we can take that as being first singular as well. I went into ta hieron ta hagion, the temple, the holy one, the holy temple. So that's viewed as past action, completed. Prasuksasthai, aorist infinitive, to pray, aorist infinitive, so that's viewed as in the past as well. Kai erxamen, and I began, from archamai, that too is in the aorist, so past action. And prasukasthai now is a present infinitive, I began to pray. So from the point of view of the person saying this sentence, having begun to pray, that praying is now viewed as an ongoing activity that isn't yet complete. Number five. Uk edunanta apokrithenai. Uk edunanta apokrithenai. Uk edunanta, they were not able. So edunanta, third person plural. And apokrithenai, the complementary infinitive. Theta eta, they're identifying it as an aorist infinitive. They were not able to answer. Number six. Me duneste apokrithenai. Me duneste apokrithenai. So duneste, you are able, second person plural, that's the ending. You are able, apokrithenai, to answer, aorist infinitive. Now it's a question with me, so expecting a negative answer. So we can put that, you can't answer, can you? Expected answer, no, I can't. Number seven. Erkitai palin pros auton egune kai zete autu hapsasthai. Erkitai palin pros auton egune kai zete autu hapsasthai. So erkitai, he or she comes, third person singular. We look along for a subject, and hegune is in the nominative. So the woman comes, palin again, pros auton, little prepositional phrase, to him, and zete, she seeks, and then now we get an infinitive telling us what she seeks to do, hapsasthai, to touch, from haptomai, hapsasthai as the aorist infinitive. She seeks to touch him. And finally, archomatha palin tauta graphein. Archomatha palin tauta graphein. Archomatha, that omatha ending, first person plural. We are beginning, so archomai, graphein, the infinitive, present infinitive of grapho, to write. We are beginning to write these things. That's the tauta, and then palin. We are beginning again to write these things. Okay, so hopefully those sentences and then also the previous ones will get you familiar with these different infinitives and then also with the different endings, first, second, third person, and singular and plural. So you get increasingly comfortable being able to recognize these omai, asai, tai, omatha, asthe, ontai endings for these. Section 6. Little summary here of the past tenses. We've encountered two past tenses so far. We're going to find that there are another two that we have yet to learn. But we have so far learned the imperfect and the aorist. So continued or repeated action in past time, that's the imperfect. And then completed or single action in past time is the aorist. That's on the right-hand column. So for the verb erkomai, we have erkomen, 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 I was coming, as the imperfect. So an epsilon has been added onto the front. That happens with all past tenses. And that would give us two epsilons. They combine into an eta. And then omen is a standard first singular ending. So I was coming. And in the aorist, it would be elthon. Elthon. So we're familiar with elth being the aorist stem. Add an epsilon on the front, so again, we get two epsilons combined to an eta. So elthon, I came. Well, it's ambiguous. Could be I came or they came. And we're going to take it here, I came. You have to use context to tell which. For the verb poruomai, I travel, we have for the imperfect eporuo, eporuu, sorry, eporuu, you were traveling, again, epsilon on the front. And in the aorist, it's eporuthes. Eporuthes. So again, notice that theta, eta combination there at the end. And then sigma, this would indicate you traveled as a first person, second person singular, eporuthes. For prosukamai, I pray, we have for the imperfect, prosuketo, prosuketa, he was praying, eta ending, third singular, and epsilon added after the stem. So we've gone from epsilon, upsilon, diphthong to eta, upsilon, he was praying. And in the aorist, prosuksata, prosuksata, he prayed, the sigma added to the end of the stem. For haptamai, I touch, we have heptonta, heptonta, they were touching. Epsilon on the front is lengthened to an eta, and hepsanta in the aorist, hepsanta, with a sigma added to the end of the stem. So the P tau sigma combination has become a psi. And finally, aginita, aginita, it was or it came as the imperfect of ginamai. So using the present stem, gin, and then the aorist is aginita, aginita, it happened, and using the aorist stem, gin. And otherwise, those two words are of identical form, just a slight difference in the stems, gin and gin. So there are, for a number of verbs, what the forms look like for aorist, imperfect, and aorist, and also using different endings for person and number. So the first one was first singular, then second singular, then third plural, and then finally third singular again. And now we get a summary of what these endings are for the verb prosukamai, I pray, and for poruamai, I travel or go. So prosukamai, and this would be true for prosuk as the that's how the imperfect begins. So it's the present stem, prosuk, with an epsilon added to the beginning of the stem. And for the verb poruamai, you take the present stem and again add an epsilon to the front of it. And then the endings would be, so we'd have prosukamen, prosuku, prosuketa, prosukamatha, prosukeste, prosukanta. Okay? Prosukamen, prosuku, prosuketa, prosukamatha, prosukeste, prosukanta. So then the endings amen, u, eta, amatha, este, anta. And hopefully what will happen is we'll just read enough that you'll begin to recognize these endings. You wouldn't necessarily be able, if I said write down the third-person singular ending, you wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. But if you came across that ending, eta, you would be able to recognize it as, oh yes, that's third singular. And things like the amatha and este, hopefully they're distinctive enough that you will fairly quickly be able to recognize those for what they are. Then in the aorist, where we have the stem prosux and eporuth, so for prosukamai, now we've added a sigma to the end of the stem, and the chi sigma has become a xi. And then for eporuth, now notice we have that theta there, and then the endings are all going to begin with an eta, so we have that theta-eta combination that marks that out as aorist. So our endings now for prosux are prosuxamen, prosuxo, prosuxato, prosuxamatha, prosuxaste, and prosuxanta. Okay, prosuxamen, praksukso, praksuksatta, praksuksamatha, praksuksaste, praksuksanta. So similar to the imperfect endings, except the except for the change to an alpha as the initial letter of the stem. And in the case of second person singular, that would have given alpha, upsilon, and that has then changed to an omega. For eparuth, for the aorist of that, we have eparuthane, eparuthes, eparuthe, eparuthemen, eparuthete, eparuthesan. Okay? Eparuthane, eparuthes, eparuthe, eparuthamen, eparuthete, eparuthesan. And now, now we do have a distinction here between the first person plural and the third person, the first person singular and the third person plural. In a regular aorist, they are the same, ending in on. Here, the aorist first singular is similar, just with the on changing to ain, but now we get a distinctive third plural. Instead of that also being ain, it's asan. And the others, by now, shouldn't be too much surprise, amen and ete. One thing to watch out for here is the amen, which is first plural for prosukes, sorry, first singular for prosukes, and amen, which is first plural. So you have to be aware that you don't confuse them.
What's the difference? Are those two prosukes and eparuth, are they representative of different classes?
They are different ways of forming the infinitive.
Okay.
And I don't think there's any way of predicting for a verb which way it's going to go.
Okay.
But fortunately, you don't really have to be able to predict that. Mm-hmm. You just have to be able to recognize, when you have it on a page, be able to recognize that it is an aorist, whether it's in the form of prosuksamen or as eparuthane. And the way you're going to recognize that is for prosuksamen, you're going to see, well, there's a, that something's happened to the stem. Well, that you would have to remember that the present form is prosuk, and so with prosuks that you have an aorist. And then for eparuthane, there, just learn to recognize theta, eta, and it's, oh yes, that's an aorist. Even if I were to ask you, quiz you and say, okay, so the verb peru am I, what sort of aorist does it does it have? And you don't have to be able to come up with that answer. You just have to be able to, when you're reading the Greek New Testament, be able to see that and say, oh yes, that's an aorist. So I don't know of any way of predicting which way a verb will go. Okay, now we have 9 sentences making use of these forms of these verbs. Number 1, eporuonta prosauton apopason ton poleon. Eporuonta prosauton apopason ton poleon. So eporuonta, from poruamai, to go. This is third singular, and it's the present stem, epsilon on the front, so this must be an imperfect. They were going prosauton to him, apopason ton poleon, from all the towns. Number 2, exelfontes eporuthesan palin, eis tas halas pales. Exelfontes eporuthesan palin, eis tas halas pales. Exelfontes, so we've got the stem there, elf, so this has to be an aorist, aorist stem. The ontes ending is a participle ending, ontes, and that's nominative plural, masculine ending. So it's referring to multiple people going out, having gone out. Eporuthesan, now we get our verb, and that's theta eta there, so it's got to be an aorist, and asan ending, third person plural, they went. So exelthontes, eporuthesan, having gone out, they went, or when they had gone out, they went. Palin again, estas alas palis, to the other towns. Number three, eselthon esta hieron prosuketa. Eselthon esta hieron prosuketa. Eselthon, so we have elf there, aorist stem. On, this too is ending, that's too is a participle, in that case nominative masculine singular. So having gone into Estar Heron, the temple, prosuketa, he prayed. So prosuketa, we have the present stem, but the epsilon there after the prefix tells us it's a past tense, so it must be imperfect. So here, you may not be able to remember what happens to prosukamai in imperfect and the imperfect and the aorist, but you're looking at that, go, what is that? This is a way to think through it. You see that there's an eta there. Okay, that must be past. We've still got the same basic present stem. There's nothing in there to indicate an aorist stem, so this must be imperfect. And eta ending, if you recognize that as being third person singular, and then you end, then you can deduce, okay, this must be third person singular imperfect. He prayed, but here viewing praying as an ongoing action in the past. So that's why Dobson suggests we could translate, he went into the temple and began to pray. With, and the way we would interpret that is he began to pray, i.e. he is still praying at the point at which this action is being told.
So two questions. When recognizing the eta as the third person singular, mm-hmm. is that something where we sort of have to know for every form of the verb, or for every tense, what the endings are, or is there a clue that, I mean, eta, it's a little bit like ata, or there's something in there that can be identified as third person singular, regardless of the tense?
Well, you do get third person singulars take different sorts of forms, but there's a limited number of them. So if you look here at the top of the page under imperfect and aorist, you have eta and ata, so there's a similarity there. Other times the third singular ending will be a, epsilon iota. So there's just a limited number of them, and what you can do is keep looking at that chart at the top of the page and try and commit all those to memory. Well, the best way is just by reading lots of sentences and reading enough, then they will sink in that these are what the endings are. I think the ones that are the easiest to remember, well, I found back when I was learning, things like the omitha and esthe, because they are so distinctive for first plural and second plural. I find they quickly sink in that that's what they are.
And also, is the ace here the same meaning as the ace in front of the aselthon?
Yes, it's into. So in a sense, there's sort of a duplication of that preposition. It's in aselthon, that in itself means enter, and then estar hieron, into the temple. So we could say he entered into the temple, and the ace of the and the verb is included in the enter, and then the second ace is the into. In a few lessons time, we covered the prepositions in greater detail, but this ace always refers to going into something. Number four, aselthon prosuksata. Aselthon prosuksata. Aselthon, we've got the same word there as in number three. Participle, nominative, singular, aorist stem, so aorist participle, having entered. And prosuksata, third singular, so ata ending with the stem has changed, sigma added to the end of it, so we have a xi there instead of a chi. He went in and prayed, and now that prosuksata is viewed as a completed action in the past. He went in and prayed, i.e., he is not praying at this moment. Whereas in sentence three, he went into the temple and prayed, he is still in there praying, is the nuance. Number five, erkonta pros altein kai heptonta altes. Erkonta pros altein kai heptonta altes. Erkonta from erkomai. We've got epsilon added to the front. That explains the eta. But we still have the regular present stem, erk, so this has to be imperfect. Onta is third plural ending. So they were coming as continuing action in the past, prosautein to her. Kai heptonta autes, heptonta from haptomai to touch. They, again, epsilon added to the front. That explains the eta there, but otherwise the present stem. So they were touching her also as an imperfect ongoing action. And you could express that ongoing action in the past by people kept coming to her and touching her. Number six, elthon pros auton kai hepsanta autu. Elthon pros auton kai hepsanta autu. Elthon, now we have the aorist stem, elf. Elthon could be first singular or third plural. We have to wait and see which it's going to be. Later on we get hepsanta, and that anta ending has to be third plural, can't be first singular. So we can take now the elthon as being also third plural. They came prosauton to him, hepsanta touched him as an, that too as an aorist stem. Number seven, tauta en Bethania egeneta. Tauta en Bethania egeneta. Tauta, these things. En Bethania, in Bethany, egeneta, it happened. Now, egeneta there is singular, and tauta is plural. But tauta is a neuter plural, and often a neuter plural will take a singular, third singular verb. So the these things, you can think of it as viewed as a collective. Number eight. Eporuthes eis ten Galilean, or Galilean. Eporuthes eis ten Galilean. Eporuthes from peruamai. It's theta eta there, so this must be an aorist. And epsilon added to the front. So you traveled from peruamai to go, to travel, to journey. You traveled, something that was in the past, into Galilee. And then implication, you're no longer doing that. Number nine, ego prosukamen alasu u prosukso. ego prasukomen ala su u prasukso. So we start with a pronoun, ego. Later on we'll get another pronoun, su. So those are added in for emphasis to distinguish I from you. Ego, as for me, prasukomen, I was praying as an imperfect, so ongoing activity. Ala su, but you, u prasukso, you did not pray there as an aorist. So the xi identifies that as an aorist, the aorist stem.
So if you take away ego and su, it's okay?
Yeah, it would have the same meaning. You just wouldn't be quite as emphatic. With having the ego and the su, it makes it more colorful, and you could say, as for me, I was praying, but as for you, you were not praying. You didn't pray. As for me, I was praying. I kept on praying. As for you, you didn't even start to pray. You didn't pray even 1 second.
It just helped us tremendously with ego and su.
Yes. Yeah, it helps you identify the... especially for prasukso, because you see the omega there at the end, and go, oh, omega, that's the first singular ending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little hard to remember that is a can be a second singular ending. Okay, section 8, participles. Again, we have two forms of participles, like present participle, indicating continuing or repeated action, and an aorist participle indicating completed or single action. Present participle built upon the present stem, aorist participle built upon the aorist stem. Erkomenos, for the verb erkomai, erkomenos, erkomenos, coming or going, and elphone, having come or having gone. So we're familiar with those. For the verb ginomai, genomenos, happening, and genomenos, having happened. So in the first instance, the difference is there's a change of stem from present. Well, there's a completely different stem. For genomai, the stem changes slightly from gen to gen. For prosukomai, we have prosukomenos, praying, and prosuksamenos, having prayed in the aorist. There, the aorist stem is formed by adding a sigma, and the omenos changes to amenos, similar to what we saw in the indicative at the top of the page. For peruomai, we have peruomenos as present, peruomenos, journeying, and in the aorist, peruthais, having journeyed. So in this instance, a theta has been added to the end of the stem. Archomenos, beginning, archomenos from archomai, and in the aorist, arxamenos, and there sigma added to the end of the stem, and that makes the aorist stem. And again, the omenos changes to amenos, just like for prasukomai. So those are different forms, the participles for these verbs that begin with omai. And Dobson writes, notice that we seldom translate a Greek participle simply by an English participle. For example, ha anthropos ha erkomenos, we would render that something like the man who is coming. Ha erkomenos, remember that if the participle occurs without an article, it refers to the action. If it has an article, it refers to the one who is doing the action. So this ha erkomenos would be the one who is coming. So we then in English have to turn that into a bit of a relative clause, the man who is coming. And peruomenon de auton apengelan tenes tois archiarusin hapanta ta genomena. Peruomenon de auton apengelan tenes, twice, archia rusin, hapanta ta kenomena. So we start with a participial phrase, peruomenon de auton. Peruomenon, and this is similar to that the end of last week's sentence. So peruomenon, auton, genitive absolute, that's in the plural. While they being on their way, something like that, or traveling on their way, and we then typically in English would turn that into a relative clause expressing a temporal clause while they were on their way, and then carry on with the main clause, which epengelan is the main verb. Tenes, certain people, some people announced tois archi rusin to the high priests, tagenomena, all the things that had happened. So tagenomena got an aorist stem there, gen instead of gin. Tagenomena, aorist, neuter plural, accusative, aorist, participle, the things that had happened. The having happened things. And then a third example, ekene pros poruthesa epengelen tois metautu genomenois. Ekene poruthesa epengelen tois metautu genomenois. Peruthesa is a participle with a feminine ending. Ekene is a demonstrative, so that one, she, because it's it has a feminine ending, so it must be referring to a female person. Peruthesai as a participle, so she going, epengelein, announced, tois metau to genomenois, tois genomenois is genomenois there is a participle of aorist participle of genomai, being or happening. So tois metau to genomenois, tois genomenois to the ones who happened, who were happening with him, who were being with him. So she, going, announced to those who had been with him. So we can turn that into two parallel main clauses. She went and she told the news to those who had been with him. Note that we must translate aorist participles into English in different ways depending on whether A, the action is completed before the action of the main verb, or B, the action is completed in the action of the main verb. So, in A, we have proxuxamenos, exhalthen, proxuxamenos, exhalthen. So, proxuxamenos is an aorist participle. You can tell that from the xi there. And then also, if you remembered, there's an alpha, it's followed by an alpha instead of an omega, instead of an omicron. So proxuxamenos is nominative singular, having prayed, and exhalthen, he went out as an aorist. So both of those are in the past, but the participle has happened, it's completed before the verb. So we then in English have to turn that into a pluperfect. When he had prayed, he went out. He had finished praying before he went out. In B, we have proxuxamenos apen su kurie agathos a. Proxuxamenos apen su kurie agathos a. So here too, having prayed, he said, Lord, you are good. But now we have to, although proxuxamenos is an aorist participle, now we basically use context to tell us that the the apen is part of the praying. So in praying, he said, Lord, you are good. So there the action is completed in the action of the main verb. So both of them are viewed as completed action, the proxyksamenos and the apen. But the apen then, as it were, constitutes the proxyksamenos. So, now we get some six sentences indicating that. Number one, proxuksamanoi apelthamen. Proxuksamanoi apelthamen. So, proxuksamanoi, aorist participle. So, xi, followed by an alpha. And it's plural, enoi there, nominative plural. So, having prayed, then apelthamen, we went away as aorist, first plural. So when we had prayed, we went away, i.e. the praying was complete before going away. Number two, proxuksamenoi apomen, humes hamartanomen ala su agapas, Hemas kai esomatha meta su en te doxe teis basileia su. Prosusamanoi epomen humes hamartanomen ala su agapas. Hemas kai esomatha meta su en te doxe teis basileia su. So again, aorist participle, prosusamanoi epomen. We said, so now we're going to take, well, since praying involves speaking, that the praying, the speaking constitutes the praying. So praying, we said, when praying, we said, humes hamartanomen, hamartanomai is to, as I sin. We haven't had that verb before, but I think we've had hamartia, sin. So you can sort of have a guess that this is going to be something about sin. And then hemes, as a pronoun added for emphasis, we are sinning, hamartanomen, present, ala su again added for emphasis, but you love us, agapas hemas, kai esomatha, esomatha, Esomai is the future of Amy, so we will be metasu with you, ente doxe tes basileasu, in the glory of your kingdom. Number three, paruthentes apotes polios apon auto su agathos a tois metasu genomenois hod epicrithes apen Tim me calete agathon. Paruthentes apotes polios apon auto su agathas a tois meta su genomenois hode apocrythes apen tim me calete agathon. Paruthentes. From peruamai, there's a theta has been added in there. That tells us it's an aorist. Entes is a participle ending, nominative plural. So having gone, having traveled, having journeyed, apotes polios, from the town, apon, and that could be I said or they said, but the paruthentes is plural, so apon was going to be plural, they said, to him. So having gone away from the town, or when they had gone away from the town, turning that into a time clause, they said to him, su agathas a, so a pronoun added for emphasis, you are a, that's the verb, agathos, good, tois metasu ginomenois, to those who are with you. Ginomenois, they're a participle, present participle. You can tell that because the verb in the stem is iota and not epsilon. To those being with you. Hode apokrithes, but he answering, apan, said. And here we view the apan as sort of constituting the apokrithes, as completing that action of answering. Tim me kalete agathon, why do you call me good? Number four, post dunatai tauta genestai. Post dunatai tauta genestai. How is it dunatai? It is possible. Complementary infinitive, the genestai that completes it, to happen. That's an aorist infinitive. How is it possible for these things to happen? Number five. Ekusen Herodes ta genomena panta. Ekusen Herodes ta genomena panta. Ekusen, he heard, as an aorist. So the verb is akuo, sigma added to the end of the stem. So we have an aorist stem, and the alpha at the front is lengthened to an eta because of the epsilon indicating past tense. So Herod heard. As an aorist, ta genomena panta. So ta genomena there, a present participle, neuter plural, and it's so the things that are happening, and then panta added to make all the things that are happening. And finally, ekusen Herodes. Ta genomena panta. Ekusen Herodes ta genomena panta. So the only change there is we've changed from genomena, present participle, to genomena, aorist participle. So instead of all the things that were happening, I is ongoing, it's all the things that had happened, completed action in the past. Section 9. Read this carefully. So I'll read it through once, and then we can read it together. Elthen palen eisto hieron kai prosuketo kai egeneto eti altu proxuxomenu elthon pros auton hoi archieres kai epan auto. Dia te hemes u dynamatha tauta ta erga poiesai, ha su dynasai poien. Autos de uk apokrithe autois, palin un erotesan auton legontes, pothen elthes kai pu eluse, ha de apokrithes epen autois, humes uk oidete, ala ha pistuon en emoi ekenos oiden. Okay. Elthen palen eisto hieron kai prosuketa kai egeneta eti altu prosukomenu elthon pros auton hoi archieres kai epan auto diete hemes u dynamatha tauta ta erga poiesai ha su dynasai poien. Autos de uk apokrithe autois, palen un erotesan auton legontes, pothen elthes kai pu eluse, ha de apokrithes epen autois, humes uk oidete, ala ha pistuon en emoi ekenos oiden. So let's try and translate that. Elthen palen eisto hieron kai prosuketo. Okay, good. So Elthen, he came or he went. again into the temple, kai prasukata, and he prayed. Now, is that a aorist or an imperfect? So is that praying? Is that viewed as completed or not?
Imperfect.
So it's imperfect. And he was praying, or we could say, and he began to pray, i.e., he is still praying as we view the action at this point. Kai egeneta eti autu praxuxomenu elthon pros auton ha archieres. Okay, so here you have to learn how to break this down into smaller little bits. So kai egeneta eti. Kai egeneta, and it happened. So you had that right. And that's an aorist, and it happened. Eti autu prasukomenu. Eti autu prasukomenu. While he was still praying, that's the eti still. Autu prasukomenu. That's a genitive absolute. Still praying. Elthon. The high priest came prosauton to him. Kai epon auto. And they said to him, Diete hemes u dunamitha tauta ta erga poiesai ha su dunasai poien. Diete? Diete is why? Why? Hemes, why we, u dynamitha, why are we not able, and we expect an infinitive, so that's poiesai, as a aorist infinitive, why are we not able to do tauta ta erga, these works, why are we not able to do these works, ha su dynasai poiein, which you are able to do. So poiesai an aorist infinitive, and poiein a present infinitive. Autos de uk apokrithe autois. Okay, but he did not answer them. Good. Palin un erotesan auton legontes. Okay, good. So Sole again asked him, saying, Pothen elthes kaipu eluse. Okay, good. I think you've got that. But ha pistuon en emoi, the one believing in me, ekenos, he, that is the ha pistuon, he oiden knows. He knows. Right. And section 10. We have a reading from the Sermon on the Mount, and this is the Lord's Prayer. So we might just have time to do this. I feel I've been cracking the whip, moving us along to try and finish this chapter. So page 14, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Houtos un prasukesthe humes. Pater himon ha en tois uranois. Agiastheto to onoma su. Eltheto he basileia su. Genetheto to thelema su. Hos en urano kai epiges. Ton arton himon ton ethiusion. Das hemen semeron. Kai aphes hemen. Τα αφελέματα χεμών. Hos kai hemes aphekaman tois aphelaitais χεμών. Kai me esen enkes hemas es perasmon, alla rusai hemas apa tu poneru. Okay, together. Houtos un prosukeste humes. Pater χεμών ha en tois uranois. Agiastheto to onoma su, eltheto he basileia su, genetheto to thelema su, hos en urano kai epigeis. Ton arton hemon, ton epiusion, das hemen semeron. Kai aphes hemen, ta aphelemata hemon. Hos kai hemes, aphekamen, tois aphelatais hemon. Kai me esenkes hemas, es perasmon, ala rusai hemas apa tu paneru. Okay, hutos un prosukeste humes. Do you remember hutos? Thus or in this way? Or so, like that?
Yes.
Okay, so the un then is so. So this is now tying us back into the previous context, which has been about prayer. And we could take that as therefore or so in light of what Jesus has just said. Prosukeste, pray. And then humes is added for emphasis as a pronoun. Pray thus. Or hutos we could take. Pray like this. Pater hemon, and here it's going to be easy to translate because you know what it is in English. So, pater hemon, and Dobson notes pater, the form used when speaking to a father, which you'll deal with later. So, pater hemon, our father, ha en tois uranois. So, we have now a phrase clarifying that, the one in heaven. Hagias theto. Now we get a string of three sentences, three phrases, each of which have this similar form. Hagias theto, el theto, genetheto. And Dobson notes here, forms like hagias theto, may be treated as holy, are discussed in lesson 40. So 11 lessons further on. These are rather more rare forms. So it's this let it be. Let something happen. So hagias theto, you might recognize hagias, it's from hagiazo, to sanctify. You know, hagios is holy. So hagias theto, let it be holy, with ta anamasu as the subject, so let your name be holy, or sanctified. El theto, you recognize elf there, as the aorist stem of urkamai, let it come. Let what come? He basileasu, let your kingdom come. And he basilea, Dobson notes, a kingly rule. Then genetheto, from ginomai, the aorist stem, let it happen. Let what happen? Ta thelemasu, that is, let your will happen. Which we translate as your kingdom. Yeah, your will be done. And Dobson notes here, note the three balanced petitions. And I think they come across more strongly in Greek than they do in English. And then, hos en urano kai epigeis. Hos, so there we have hos as en urano in heaven, and kai epigeis, and we can take also on earth. So, hos en urano, as on heaven, and then kai epigeis, also on earth.
So does that mean, so, like, normally I think like, on earth as is in heaven, but I don't see.
Yeah.
Right, so the hos en urano, as in heaven, i.e., it is already happening in heaven, kai epigeis. Now, kai can mean and, or it can also mean also.
Okay.
So here, you can best take it as being also, as in heaven, also on earth. I.e., it's already happening in heaven, and we want it also to be on earth. And Dobson notes the phrase, hos en urano kai epigeis, refers to the group of three, and forms a natural closer to the first section of the prayer. Okay. Verse 11, ton arton hemon, ton epiusion. ton arton. We've had arton, bread or food. Himon, our food. Then ton epiusion. And this is a much debated term. As Dobson notes, the meaning is uncertain. Suggestions include for the coming day, or daily, or basic, or ordinary. The footnote there in the New Testament notes, for today, for the coming day, necessary for existence. So it's our bread, our food, our food for the day, or what we need for the day. Das Haman, give. Das, there is an imperative give from Didymi. Give to us. Semeron is daily or each day. Or rather today. Today. So our food, ton epiusion, the stuff we need today, give to us today. Kai aphes hemen. Aphes is forgive from aphiemi, for we haven't yet encountered. To sort of the idea of take away, carry away. That's what. And forgive hemen to us. Ta aphelemata hemon. Ta aphelema, what is owed, debt, a wrong, or a sin. The things that are owed us, or the sins, our wrongs. Hos kai hemes aphekamen tois aphelitais hemon. So hos kai, as also, aphekamen. Now the same verb aphiemi, and this now is a. Four tells us it's an aorist. As you forgave, tois aphelitais hemon, our sins, debts, whatever. Kai me esen enkes hemas es perasmon. So, and me esenkes. Do not carry us along into, tells us, from aspharo, to carry into. Hemas is the direct object, us, ace perasmon, and perasmos is testing or temptation, which we view in English as different things, but both Greek and Hebrew view as the same thing. Do not carry us into testing or into temptation, or as we know it, do not lead us into temptation. So the perasmos is a place where, well, we're tested and our faith is tested. And so, ala rusai, and rusai is rescue or save, hemas, us, apotu poneru, from, and then poneros is evil, and here we have it with an article, so we would think of that as being the evil one. Could be the evil thing, because two could either be, yeah, it could be either masculine or neuter. Think is probably more natural to think of it as being taken as masculine, in which case it would be from the evil one. Keep us from the evil one, i.e. being Satan. Okay? So that's the Lord's Prayer in Greek.
Can we go back to the forgiveness?
Uh-huh. The kai aphes, yes. Verse 12.
Now, are you saying that it's past tense that God already forgave? It's not like forgive us our sins as you have forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
onerous.
Right, so verse 12, the aphase is an imperative, so forgive, but it's viewed as a either completed action or a single action. Forgive us our sins, and then as we also afake amen is an aorist, as we forgive or forgave, because it's viewed as past. It assumes we have already forgiven.
How do you view as past?
So a fake amen, it's an aorist. Now, how would you know? Well, you'd have to know it's, you haven't yet learnt the verb afiemi and this particular form where this kappa has been added into this at the end of the stem. So at the moment, you just have to go on the footnote there, footnote 6, afiemi, first person, first plural aorist, active indicative of forgive.
That doesn't mean it's past, does it? It could be.
It's viewed as a single action that is already essentially complete.
Okay.
So it's not saying as we are forgiving. Now, of course, it sort of in a sense assumes this, but it assumes. I think what it is saying with it being an aorist is we've already done the forgiving of the others, which sort of fits in with Jesus' parables, where he says we can't very well go and ask God for expect God to forgive us if we haven't gone and if we haven't forgiven those around us. Okay, that's the end of chapter 29. A lot of material in there, all for these verbs that end in have this form: ginamai, erkamai, prosukamai, and so on.